Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Yes, John Landecker on the Night Beat. Here at 720 WGN. Remember that old show? Ran late at night. Carl Grayson, Marty McNeely. Really bad graphics. Love it. 720 WGN, John Landecker at 837. Welcoming Larry Reeb to our airwaves. Good evening, Uncle Lair. How are you?
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. You know
what happened?
I just heard your voice and it made me laugh. What can I say? Which is good. Which is good since you're a comedian. So that you know.
Yeah, I have a good voice for cartoons.
Have you ever done any voiceover work for cartoons?
No. If you know anybody, maybe okay. Someone's listening. I'd be perfect.
Now, Larry Reeb is going to be appearing live at Zany's Rosemont Friday, October 9th at 8 p.m. And Saturday, October 10th at 7 p.m. and 9:15 p.m. And tickets are available at rosemont.zanys.com. What would you like to discuss, Larry? I mean, the floor is open. The floor is open.
Well, we're happy to be out again. That's all. There was about a 4-month period where I didn't work. I've been doing it 40 some years, and I never had more than 2 weeks off in a row, and that was rare. So I'm just happy to be, you know, to get out and hope people will come out. We can only let 50 in, I think, something like that. You know, they take your temperature,
right?
Which, thank God, that's not the old days. We'd be dropping our drawers before you come in. Technology's good for that, huh?
You got that right.
They make me fill out I was downtown in August at the Zany's, and the performers, you have to fill out a whole sheet, like, you know, and they ask you these questions. Do you have aches and pains?
Right.
I'm 60. Of course I have aches and pains. Do you have gastric problems? Ask my girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very safe. So some people are worried. You got to wear a mask in, and then when you're at the table, you can take your mask off and laugh and have fun. And we're glad to see you out because, you know, the whole thing's been crazy, right? Like the toilet paper. Were you hoarding the toilet paper?
In the beginning, yeah.
You was?
Well, sure. Who didn't?
Well, I went to the store, and they were out of toilet paper, and they were out of bread. I was going to use bread as toilet paper.
God.
It's soft and exorbitant.
Yeah, make sure you know.
Just don't post it first.
Make sure you know which side is buttered, if you catch my drift.
Exactly. English muffins are good, too. They got the nooks and crannies. It's a sick world. I'm a happy guy, John.
I know. Isn't that your, like, calling card? It's a sick
world. That's
it. And I'm a happy guy. Do you give advice?
That's what I do, yeah. That's why I'm telling you. If you use the bread, don't post it.
So if somebody called in now, you could give them advice?
Well, not exactly that way.
Okay.
You know, I do stupid, jokes, and you really don't want to try them at home, I don't think, John. I don't know if I can help any. It's like when you drive a car, you know, you got to buy car insurance.
Yes.
Well, you think about that. You could pay for that your whole life. You never get in an accident, you're out a lot of money. That's why once a month I ram somebody just to break even. There's a tip from your Uncle Air. And the good thing is they try to give me a ticket for an accident. I'm like, you can't. I did it on purpose. Tip from your Uncle Air. It's a loophole in the law. On purpose is not on the books.
On purpose is not an accident.
Right? If you don't admit to an accident, I don't think they should be able to give you a ticket.
Well, you know, that's the kind of thinking I like, Larry. That's the kind
of
thinking
I'm not really, I don't know if I'm really helping anybody, John, but hopefully I'm funny. that's what we do.
How,
that's, That's what it is.
How are you adapting? And how long have you been back out on the road, so to speak? How many?
I started in July.
Yeah.
And since July, I've been doing some. And it's crazy in some of these little towns.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know there was anything going on.
Right.
They all walk around with no mask. And I did a show in Decatur, but a little town outside of Decatur Saturday. And they were all in there jammed in an old mask. I'm like, you don't wear, no, we don't wear a mask. I go, well, you'll all be dead in a year. Nice knowing you. Tip from your Claire.
Have you adapted any of your, you must have, adapted material to the current COVID situation?
Yeah, I do the jokes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Yeah, we do that. Toilet paper and, you know, you know what's weird is these checkout lines. You know, now when you go to the store, you got to be 6 foot apart.
That's right.
Which is weird. In Chicago, there's a lot of people. I was in the store. There's a long line. By the time I got to the end of the line, I was back at my house. I just put the stuff away and took a nap.
That's a long line. That's a very long line.
It's a long, long line.
And it's a long, long line. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, too. If I own Corona beer, I would be really mad.
Oh,
why didn't you call it the Budweiser virus, the Miller virus, the Schlitz virus? That sounds like a disease. I got the Schlitz.
Yeah, that does sound like a disease and one that I wouldn't want to have. Mm-hmm.
No, we don't want that. You don't want the Schlitz.
The Schlitz virus. No, don't want the Schlitz virus.
I talk about all the crazy, because it's crazy now what's going on. All the, you know, the looting.
Yes.
You know, I went looting.
You did?
Yeah, my girlfriend was mad because I didn't get her anything. I am a selfish looter, John.
You're not a looter who gives. You're not a looter who shares.
No, I'm not a giving looter.
Not a giving looter. You said you've been doing this for 40 years?
40-some years, yeah.
What's the biggest change in atmospheres, audiences, type of humor? Have you noticed anything significant?
Yeah, my big fans are all dead. That's what I noticed.
Well, right. Why did I ask that question? Yeah.
No, I'm working for the... No, you know what the biggest... the biggest change is technology.
Yeah.
Is the internet and the Facebook and, you know, all that stuff. Because that has completely changed. There's people who can get big crowds to come to them and they're not even comedians.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
You know, like,
simply because
they
of
do
using
some funny little bit on Facebook,
right,
and it gets a million view hits, then that's it. They have a following. But then they're not necessarily, if you go to see them, they're not necessarily comedians, and they don't really have an act or anything or know how to work a crowd. That's the biggest difference.
Have you seen the Showtime special that started called Comedy Store?
No, I don't get Showtime anymore.
I
like to see that. I know a lot of those guys. So.
Yeah, well, I saw the first episode last night, and it's pretty amazing how many people went through the Comedy Store. Yeah. Well, just a little.
Well, when I started here, I started at the Comedy Cottage and the Comedy Womb.
Yeah.
I started in 77. Those are the first comedy clubs in Chicago area, and they were showcases. And, you know, Arsenio Hall started there. I knew Arsenio when he first started. And
Cracker Barrel or something like that do comedy nights, like down near Division and Rush? Something like that? I have a vague memory.
Oh, they might have, yeah.
Tom Dreesen was down there.
The Pickle Barrel.
The Pickle Barrel. That's it.
Yeah, it was right across. That was before me. I never worked. They closed before I started. But that was the first. Yeah, Tom Dreesen started that. That was the first showcase ever in Chicago. And it was on Wells. It's right across from where Zany's is now.
That's right.
Much.
Yeah. Boy, that's taking
and yeah, that's
wow.
Where he started that. And then from there, that's when some guys were doing there. Then they opened the Comedy Womb in Lyons and the Comedy Cottage in Rosemont. And that's
it's a big deal. I mean, comedy, everybody needs comedy. And I think one thing's for sure, don't you think stand-up comedy and venues to perform stand-up comedy have increased over the years?
Yeah. When I started, there were hardly any comedians.
Right.
Because I was lucky. I got into it right when it the boom hit in the 80s, middle 80s.
Right.
And that's when it really boomed, and every town had comedy clubs.
Yep, they sure did.
There was a time Kalamazoo, Michigan had 3 comedy clubs.
I believe it.
That's how crazy it was.
Yeah.
And any warm body who could tell a joke was could come and MC, open the show or whatever, you know.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true. Well, thank you, Larry. It's been great having you on. You're going to be at Zany's Rosemont Friday, October 9th at 8 p.m. and Saturday, October 10th at 7 p.m. and 9:15 p.m. Tickets available at rosemont.zanies.com. It's a sick world, and he's a happy guy. Thanks,
there
Larry.
There you go.
Nice to
Thank
be with you
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it.